Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Welcome to the first podcast of the year 2021. You know, as I was thinking about something to really focus on for this year, there's an artist that came up, and his name is Michael W. Smith. Michael W. Smith won some Grammys, lots of Dove Awards, and incredibly talented. There's one song, though, early in his career that he did. And I remember, this is sort of a funny story in some ways, because we think if you look at Michael W. Smith's career now, it's pretty awesome. I mean, he's written some fantastic works, and some of them are even in hymnals. I mean, and to be less than, you know, 70 years old and have some of your works in a hymnal and actually be alive, that's pretty cool. Now, here's the thing. I remember years ago, I saw him on stage when he was opening for Amy Grant. And at the time, she was married to Gary Chapman. And anyway, it was very new in his career. Very, very, very new. And he was opening up. He was the opening act. And I remember, he didn't have a band. What he had was pre-recorded stuff. And this was in a town in East Texas. I should say a town, it's a city. It was fairly good size. But anyway, he ran around that stage like a chicken. And I remember thinking that he was probably the most ridiculous-looking dude I'd ever seen. And that's, at least that's what I was thinking at that time, okay? I don't think that now, of course. And I learned to respect his music and his performance. But he was, I mean, literally running all over the stage. It's like some kind of hyperactive dude. Hyperactive kid. But the song he sang, that really stuck with me. It was Be Strong and Courageous. And the song itself kind of goes into a little talk about Joshua. Now, Joshua is one of my favorites. Why is that? Because Joshua was the guy who passed up Moses' own kids, Ephraim and Gershom, for the mantle of Moses. Now, if you can possibly imagine, nowadays there's so many biblical dynasties, you know, church dynasties. Oh, so-and-so gives the church this to his son, who gives it to his son, who gives it to his son. And I think dynasties like that just fail horribly. And if the church wants that kind of situation, you know, and I'm not saying God can't work with that. What I'm saying is that, biblically speaking, most of the dynasties in the Bible crashed and burned. But here's the thing. Joshua was just a faithful dude. He stuck through a whole lot of stuff. And if you think about it, what he was looking at is in some way similar to what we're looking at, because he was staring at the unknown. They had just come to the promised land. God said, "This is land you guys are going to take over." And it had a whole bunch of people in it. And it had a whole bunch of people that didn't look too weak. Now, if you look at the story, Joshua and Caleb were two of the people that says, "Yeah, we can take them." And all the other spies were like, "Oh man, you gotta see them, man. They're like, I don't know, they look like Boss Rutan. Every one of them look like some MMA giants. They're gonna kill us all." And that's what I love about Joshua and Caleb. He said, "Yeah, we can take them. Yeah, we can do it." So it's interesting. You don't hear Moses's kids mentioned by God hardly at all. In fact, I don't even think you do. But you hear Joshua. He was the one God selected, not Joshua's kids. Now, when Joshua gets into the Holy Land, or I should say at the edge of it, he mentions a few things. And in Joshua verse 1, or excuse me, chapter 1, verse 7, God commissions Joshua. And I'm going to start with verse 1. And I love how God brings information to Joshua at this point. It's kind of, so anyway, verse 1, Joshua 1, 1. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, 'Moses, my servant, is dead.'" Okay, so that's just a segment of that verse. "Moses, my servant, is dead." He's like, it's not maybe dead. Oh, he just wandered off. No, he's dead. He's dead as a hammer. So anyway, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all his people, into the land that I'm giving you to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it, right or to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go." Okay, so verse 7. There's the crux. Now, any time in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, if you hear something mentioned more than once, that is very significant. And God repeats twice here, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous." Now, the interesting thing is, so the word "strong" in Hebrew is chazak, and it means to strengthen, prevail, or harden, to become strong, to grow firm, to be resolute. So basically, hey, gather up what guts you've got. This is God kind of talking to Joshua and to us for this next year. Gather up what guts you have, and I will be with you. And in, he tells Joshua in verse 5 in chapter 1, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Now, for us today, I do believe the last piece of that verse is absolutely still utterly relevant. And that is, I mean, obviously the first part of that is God's assurance directly to Joshua. But through Jesus, Jesus said, it says the same thing. I will not leave you or forsake you. Now, what we have to do, or what we need to do, is be strong and courageous. So the strong part of that is to just gather up what you've got, whatever you've got, because no matter how small of courage or strength you think you have, God is the source of all strength. And He can use what you have, just like He fed 5,000 with a little loaf. He can take whatever little courage or strength you've got and multiply it times 1,000 to however much we need. Now, it's interesting, the word for courage is amatz. It means to be strong, alert, courageous, brave, stout, solid. So basically, you're going to stand there, and you're going to hold your ground. You're going to hold your ground in the midst of the problem. You're going to exhibit strength. It's strange. Sometimes, in God's economy, what we have to do is use the little we have before God can make more. Sometimes it takes something to make something. You have to have something for God to multiply. Jesus fed 5,000 with loaves and fishes. But He still had a small amount of loaves and fishes. And He multiplied those. So here's what we have to do. Whatever strength we have, whatever courage we have, no matter how small, we have to give that to Him. And say, look, God, this is all I've got. Okay? This is my loaves and fishes. For this year, for this crazy, crazy time that we're dealing with in 2021, will you please multiply this so that I can have enough strength and courage to do whatever I need to do? And I'm telling you, the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will help you if you come to Him with that kind of honest attitude. He will. It will happen. I'm convinced of it because I've had that happen to me a lot. And these are really crazy times we're in. So my encouragement for you for 2021 is give Him whatever you've got, whatever strength, whatever courage you've got. And He is telling you, the living God is telling you, be strong and courageous because I will not leave you. And God honors that. I know it. I believe it. And it's my prayer that given that situation, we can be a little bit like Joshua. Because look, Joshua wasn't anybody. Joshua wasn't a general in Egypt. He was a slave. God made him into a general. And he was Moses' successor over Moses' own kids. Why? Because God saw in him the willingness to do something that God asked him to do. So, with that in mind, I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. And as always, don't be afraid to speak the word in boldness and truth. And may God bless all of your lives.